I'm sure, like me, you've been watching the news and all that's going on the border with Ukraine, and that build-up of troops on both sides, the escalation of bringing armament in, and it's scary stuff. It's concerning. And we need to continue to pray for that situation, to continue to pray for a de-escalation of all those tensions that build up for whatever reason. And it is a concern. But one of the things that struck me during the week was we're caught up, understandably, in this, but how many other conflicts are going on throughout the world that have slipped off the headlines and certainly have slipped off my noticing, and probably all of us. The horror that's happening in Yemen, a war that's been going on, and the UK has been dishing out arms to keep that war going. A war in which millions of innocent men and women and children are suffering horribly, and we don't see it. It's not in our headlines. Or maybe it's the ongoing conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Again, one of those almost a low-level conflict that goes on and we don't pay it much attention, and yet the horror of warfare is there. Only a few weeks ago, Myanmar was in the headlines with civil unrest there. And apparently that civil unrest is sliding ever closer to a civil war. Conflict is real. It's happening all around us. And we should be those who profess to follow Jesus Christ, those who profess to be Christians, those who seek to see God's kingdom established. We should be those who speak for, pray for, and work for peace. We should be at the forefront of bringing these things to mind, of praying for those involved, of praying for peace in these and so many other different situations. But you don't even have to go as far as the Ukrainian border to find tension and conflict. Our own little province knows it too well. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if every day somebody was jumping for joy on the steps of Stormont because politicians had done something positive? As we felt it during the week, couldn't restrain him. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if that joy marked our political situation? It's not just in Stormont, is it? Well, that tension is obvious. And all of this, whether it's warfare, whether it's rumors of war, whether it's political tensions, all of this is so far removed from our notion of peace. And yet we're called to be those peacemakers. And that's all the stuff that's going on out there, if you like. What about all the tensions and conflicts that are going on in here and in here? We've just sung those words, asking for the Holy Spirit to brood over our disordered spirits. Conflict, tension, it's not just a world stage thing. It happens within us. The lovely hymn, "Just as I Am," has this verse in the middle of it. And maybe it describes you, certainly describes me in many occasions. Just as I am. Though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, It's not a conflict that's going to hit the headlines. And yet it's a reality for us. And the hymn writer simply says, where do we go with all that conflict, that doubt, that fighting, that fear? Where do we go with all of that? We go to the Lord. We go to Him. We are all called to be peacemakers. But this fighting within and fear without, this conflict and doubt in our spiritual lives, we are so often people who are conflicted in ourselves. And not only is peace something that we look around us and think, what is peace? But we look inside us and we think, where is that peace? And yet, as we grow to be more like Jesus, as the fruit of the Spirit grows in our lives, that love, joy, and today peace, then an inner peace should grow. An inner peace should develop in us. But it doesn't just happen. Yes, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. But again, this verse reminds us, this hymn verse reminds us, we need to go back to God. With all of that conflict that's going on in us, and to find that peace in Jesus. The passage which Liz read for us talks about focusing on the things which are of God, the things which are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, praiseworthy. Focusing on such things, and it's hard. That's hard in the world we live in, to find those things to focus on, but yet they're there. And part of our coming to the Lord is to find in Him all of these things. And to begin to put ourselves and our world into perspective. Our peace is in Jesus. D.A. Carson, Don Carson, said this: if you seek peace, you will not find it. If you go out looking for peace, buy the books, looking for peace, you will not find it. But if you seek Christ, you will find peace. What a truth. How many of us, in the midst of our conflict, run around, scurry around, looking for that peace, and all of the time, God is simply saying, come to me, come to me. And you will find peace. And so, again, from that reading which Liz read for us, it talks about that peace of God, not just a sort of calmness, but a peace of God which transcends all understanding and which will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's almost a picture of being under some sort of custody and our hearts and mind being guarded by the very peace of God. A peace which transcends all understanding. I love the way this little passage starts with the peace of God and leads us through all of those things and finishes with the God of peace. Because the things are linked. We will never know the peace of God until we know the God of peace. And so in the midst of conflicts, in here and out there, O Lamb of God, we come. The night before He died, Jesus was with His disciples, speaking to them about the fact that He would die. And you can imagine their conflict, their emotions. And so Jesus speaks into their lives, not just to give them a pat on the shoulder, a pat on the head, to say, there, things will be fine. Jesus simply says, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In the midst of dreadful anxiety, conflict. Jesus says, "My peace I give you." That peace which guards our hearts and minds. Because nowhere are we promised a life that is free from storm, from hassle, from disappointment, from frustration, and so much more. There aren't any quick fixes. We would love there to be quick fixes. We'd love to have three easy steps to peace. Doesn't happen. But we have been promised something that transcends all of our fear, all of our anxiety, the very peace of Christ. God has promised. He has promised. The God who makes and keeps his promises has promised to keep us in perfect peace in the midst of everything. When we trust in him, when we rely on him. It's that peace which again transcends all understanding. And that means it's a peace which from a human perspective very often doesn't make a lot of sense. And we've all seen it. We have seen people who are in such awful situations, and yet in the midst of it they show that deep inner peace. And we wonder, why does that happen? That doesn't make sense. It's beyond our understanding. I'm sure, like me, you have met people who are just serene. There's just a peace about them. And they're lovely people to be with. Because they inspire us, they strengthen us, they encourage us in our walk with the Lord. But that should be us. As the Spirit works in us, as he transforms us to be more and more like Jesus, then the very peace of Christ should be evident in our lives. And that's not a fatalistic approach to life that simply says, well, whatever. This is a peace that comes from knowing that God is in control. We sing these words sometimes, the lovely hymn, "In Christ Alone My Hope Was Found." And here are the words. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Here's my peace. It's not out of control. Jesus is in control. And when I trust in him, then there's that deep sense of peace. Doesn't ignore what's going on, but recognizes it. But recognizes too that Jesus is in control. Nothing is beyond him. And that he commands our destiny. And there we find our peace. The Jesus who is in control of your life and my life. The Jesus who's in control of our church. The Jesus who is in control of our nation, our world. The Jesus who has promised to give us his peace to rule in our hearts. So today, will you make this your prayer? That the peace of Christ may rule in your heart. Starts with acknowledging that you need the Savior. And then repenting, turning from our sin to him, and experiencing in him a peace which is beyond our understanding. Let's pray together. Lord, you know the things which would rob us of our peace. You know the things which give us sleepless nights, which cause that knot in our stomach. And we long to know your peace. And so we pray once more, come, Spirit, come. And let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.